You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whanau, you're on 95BFM, and we're talking about a very cool new movie that's out today by Alice Englert. It's called Bad Behaviour, and on the line we have Anna Scottney, who is in the film. Kia ora, Anna, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm well, how are you?
Good, I'm excited to chat to you about this. Went to see Bad Behaviour the other day, really enjoyed it. It's quite the ride of a movie. It's going to be hard to talk about without spoiling bits and pieces in it, but I guess we should start with a very basic plot synopsis as far as we can go. I might put that in your hands, Anna. What is Bad Behaviour all about?
Okay, I will do my best. but Bad Behaviour, basically it follows two storylines which weave between a silent meditation retreat in Oregon, where former actress Lucy, who's played by Jennifer Connelly, who's amazing, amazing, amazing in this role.
Legend.
And so she's on this silent meditation retreat with this charismatic spiritual leader who's played by Ben Whishaw, and his name is Elon Bellow, which I just think iconic.
So good.
Iconic spirit leader name, Elon Bellow. I would listen to his silent meditations personally.
Hard out.
But anyway, so she's trying to get herself together, and then it weaves between Oregon and Aotearoa, where Lucy's daughter, Dylan, who's played by Alice Englert, the director, she's a stunt woman working on a film set here in NZ, and she's going through a moment of crisis. And then both of the storylines kind of come together in this really beautiful way. And I think this is just like, just speaking from deep intuition on the recliner at home in Wellington. So Alice, if you hear this, I hope that this hasn't tarnished the kaupapa. But I think for me, the film speaks to like trying to heal from childhood trauma, and then like aspects of the wellness industry, which kind of have this phoniness. I guess just about trying to like what constitutes like being a good person. Mm. What does that even mean? You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And as you say, the film really is a ride, which I love about it. Like it just sort of is this beautiful experimental trip of a film that could only come from the mind of my friend, of Alice. And I love it. Yeah.
It's a really...
And it's out today. It's out today, so I hope everyone goes and sees it. So
yeah, totally. No, I was going to say, I mean, I hope people go see it too. It's a really singular movie, and I think it is so stepping inside and out of Alice's mind, because Alice has written it as well as directed and starred in it. So it's quite a feat for Alice to undertake, but then also as cast around this you know, body of work, how did you sort of enter into it? Because your character has quite an interesting role to play, Anna. Petunia, is that right? Is that the name of your character?
Petunia.
And she's quite uptight. She's got, you know, her own hang-ups, perhaps.
Yeah. She's anxious. Petunia is the sidekick to Elon Bellow on the spiritual retreat, and she takes her vocation very seriously. And how I became involved, actually it was pretty beautiful and quite chill. I made friends with Alice and another really good friend of ours called Molly, who'd been supporting Alice to develop the script over years. And I read it and I thought it was really interesting and really strange and very beautiful, and to use your word, singular. And then I was flatting with the girls kind of on the other, for a little second on the other side of the massive lockdown in Tamaki in 21. And then, or 20 even, sheesh, the years have just like conglomerated. Anyhow, they were just like, Anna, you know, Alice was like, would you like to, you know, read this film? And if it's your cup of tea, you interested in playing Petunia? To which I replied, yeah, keen, and then that was it.
Nice. It does feel like a film that has really had an incredible dedication from its team around it. It's amazing to have such impressive names and talents as Jennifer Connelly and Ben Whishaw, but there's so much local goodness in this movie as well, because it's a New Zealand film. It's made in New Zealand, produced in New Zealand. It is a totally New Zealand kaupapa, and there is something really interesting, I think, about telling a story that spans two continents and that has its roots in Aotearoa, but this kind of look out into the film world. I think people who have had any experience in maybe creative arts will totally find something relatable from this movie. As you said, anybody who's working through some stuff from their childhood will have a lot to think about from watching this film. And it's very funny as well. That was something that I think I really enjoyed about it. It goes into some dark and weird places, but it's always very funny. What was it like being on set? What was the vibe like?
It was really, really special. Yeah, so the film was co-produced by Molly Hallam, who's from the US, and by Desiree Armstrong, who's from Aotearoa. And I think the way that they orchestrated and facilitated the team was amazing. It was shot by Matt Henley, who is, I reckon, like one of our staunchest and like most talented cinematographers. And then Bruno, whose surname I don't know, was our first assistant director. So he was running like a really calm set. And I think those ingredients, as you say, like people's dedication to this particular film is and has been really robust, is the word that's coming to me this morning for some reason. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because, yeah, I felt as though the space that we were making and really enabled us to collaborate and like bring our perspectives about our contribution to the film, as opposed to just like rocking up and being told what to do.
Yeah.
And delivering something, you know, just like delivering something that was preordained, which I guess in the interests of time, if you're really stressed or down to the wire, is important. But it was just really cool to have a super collaborative environment and atmosphere. So I loved shooting this film, and I'm just so proud of Alice and what she's made. Yeah, especially wearing all those different hats that you alluded to earlier. And then she was one of the co-creators of some of the music too. So yeah, like her DNA is really throughout this this film, and I think that's really special.
I think that is really special, and also special to, despite it being somebody's, you know, passion project, really, across all those different facets, still being something that felt very collaborative for all of you creatives on set and in the behind-the-scenes crew. That's a really special skill, I think, to bring to a project like that. It doesn't feel, you know, it feels like you all have a voice in that process. It's pretty awesome.
That's right. And I think, too, like, some of the things that have stayed in my mind, you know, having the opportunity to watch, you know, rangatira, really, in my eyes, of our craft of performance, you know, like watching Ben Whishaw and watching Jennifer Connelly, like, do their thing. I sort of felt like I was watching, like, I was watching two characters from Dragon Ball Z, like, hurling spirit bombs, you know?
Yeah.
They were just like, as these two titans, like, yeah!
Hard. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I think people are going to really enjoy this film. It is buzzy, and I say that as a compliment. It is a buzzy, exciting project, and it's really awesome to chat with you about it, Anna. Bad Behaviour by Alice Englert, out today in all good cinemas. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and enjoy the ride of getting people to watch this film and get into its singular, exciting world.
Awesome. Lovely to talk to you, and have a great day.
You too. We'll see you soon. Ka kite.
Yeah, ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.